Prem Rawat, widely known by the honorary title Miraji, has dedicated his life to spreading a simple message that each person has a source of peace and fulfillment inside themselves. His message is from the heart. He speaks about the possibility for each person to find peace within, regardless of circumstances. If you are looking for fulfillment and peace, he says, the solution lies within. If that is what you want, I can help.
Thank you. And well, it's nice to be here after a few years. Used to come to San Francisco quite a bit. This is Berkeley, of course. But and this evening, I'd like to talk about changes. Because for a lot of people, changes is one of the things that either they're trying to resist or find themselves being swept by them. What are the changes that sweep us? What are the changes that distract us? Because you're here. That's not a speculation. That's not a hypothesis. You're here. Breath is coming, it's going, life is afoot. And whether you like it or not, you're going to change. If you look at your own baby pictures, you will realize you look nothing like that baby. I mean, nothing like that baby. And that change began then, and it hasn't stopped. And it will continue. And it'll continue, and it'll continue, and it'll continue, and it'll continue. Now, all this may be getting to your nerves, like, well, this is all bad news. Why are you talking about our, you know, mortality? Talk about immortality. I want to talk about immortality. Because if you can understand the value, and if you can understand the importance, and if you can understand the beauty of each moment that you are being given right now, you will understand what immortality is all about. Because it is the kernel of life. This thing called the moment is the kernel of life. This is where you exist. This is where you feel. This is where you understand. This is where clarity has some meaning. This is where you can express. This is where you can smile. This is where you can say, wow, I'm alive. This is where you can be thankful. And what is one most important thing we want in our lives? Is happiness. We want to be happy. How do you become happy? Haha. You can't. You cannot. You cannot have a mango before the tree. You cannot. First, there has to be a mango tree. Then the mango tree, all things being right, the season being right, and everything else being right, will bear the fruit, and then you will have your mango. All these things that we want, peace, that's a mango. Enlightenment, that's a mango. Happiness, that's just a mango. You want a mango? Find the mango tree. You will have it. People will say, well, what's so wrong finding a store? Here's the little flaw. The store has to get it from the mango tree. So if you know where the tree is, bypass the store. That's a huge statement, believe me. That's a huge, huge, huge statement. And I'm not even gonna start breaking it down, what that means. Because the surprising thing is that the mango tree you are looking for is inside of you. And people say to me, you know, hey, listen, all this sounds great, but just tell us how. See, I know how. So to me, it's not a big deal. That's not the issue. From my perspective, how to access that thing inside, I know it. Not a problem. It can be done. To you, it may be, well, tell us how. Don't worry about the how bit. The bit is, what do you want in your life? Why is it that certain questions that are so basic to every civilization have not been answered? How could this be? I mean, we have so many books now, right? We have the World Wide Web. What a name. So how can it be? With all this information flying around, that there is a very basic question that human beings have been asking since time immemorial. Because sooner or later, everybody's going to ask this question, what am I doing here? So you think somebody would write a book. Here's the book, answer to the two most asked questions in the whole world. What is the purpose of my life? What am I doing here? What is this all about? Third question. How come this question cannot be answered? This question cannot be answered because this question's answer can only be felt. And then you know that the question has been answered because there is a feeling, and that is the feeling of finding the mango tree. So much becomes obvious when you see the tree. And if there are no mangoes on it, you know it's not the season yet. And when you see little ones, you know, you have a little more patience and they'll get bigger. And when they are ready, and this is the most beautiful thing about a mango tree, when the fruit is ready, the branches get so heavy, it gets within reaching distance. You don't need a ladder. It bows. And it becomes obvious. Life cannot be full of questions. These questions that we carry on our shoulders are the very thing. When they become so huge, become the burden. And we wonder and wonder and wonder and wonder and wonder and swaying between that. All the changes. And we're trying to find a place of no change. In this ever-changing world, in this ever-changing body, in this ever-changing mind, we're looking for that one place that doesn't change. But have you ever noticed that your ability to enjoy has not changed? It remains exactly the same. I don't know if you're Sherlock Holmes, but that should give you a clue. I mean, here's this beautiful machine. It's like a car. It's like having a car that's going to get you home, even if the tires blow, even if it runs out of fuel. Anything can happen. The whole thing can start falling apart, but it will get you home. Designed for that. Everything can happen, but the enjoyment will not be impeded. Incredible design. Fail-safe. For what? For that true enjoyment of that beauty that is inside. That violin, when it is being played in the hands of someone who knows the tune, who can use it as an instrument for the expression, then the violin shines. Then it is no longer just a piece of wood and a few strings. And it is not about mortality, then, is it? When that violin is playing in the hands of the master, it is not about when the song is going to end. It is not about when the violin is going to come unglued. It is not about when the strings are going to break. It is about that timeless moment. Timeless, where the beauty, where the expression being made through this violin touches your heart, and time doesn't mean a thing. And you found your immortality, timelessness. That's what the tree is all about. That's what the tree is all about. Without the tree, there will be no mango. And without the mango, you will have no flavor or gratification. And if there is no gratification, there will be no gratitude. Even though you are surrounded with so much, it'll mean nothing to you. Nothing. This is what happens. This is what happens. When you come from that place that I have understood my thirst, that I understand my thirst, that this is not a concept, this is not an idea, this is not just one of the other books that I can grab off the shelf and say, all right, let it be. But I understand my thirst, and this is what I have understood my thirst to be. That I want that peace, that I want that fulfillment in my life. There's no question that you are fortunate. There's no question that you don't have peace in you. Of course you do. There is no question that there is something inside of you that has been pulsing inside of you since you were a child, wanting to be fulfilled. There's no question of that either. Fulfillment feels good. It does. And if you are looking for that ultimate, the beauty is go within. That's what I offer. That's what knowledge is. There are a lot of people here who have knowledge. There are some people here, I'm sure, who are aspiring to have knowledge. And there's people here who have come for the first time, don't even understand what is knowledge. But knowledge is that thing, that one place in the middle of all changes that never changes, that will be there for the rest of your life. That is what knowledge is, the know-how. Those of you who have knowledge, it is my privilege to remind you of how beautiful a thing you have. Rowing a boat is not about just doing this once. It's about doing it again and again and again and again. And when you want to get across, and you're sitting in the boat, and there's somebody rowing, they need to do it again and again and again. Not with one hand. Because if you do, you'll be just going around in circles. But row. For me, every time, this is, what is this? This is a reminder. Let me remind you, my pleasure to remind you, what an incredible gift you have. This life, this breath, this knowledge. Enjoy. Enjoy. Because that's the only thing you don't have a threshold for. Get as much as you can and then some more. Because that's the only thing you can do that with. And for those who are aspiring, continue to aspire. Clarify. A lot of people go, well, if this sounds so wonderful, why don't you just give it to us? I can give you a mango, but I can't give you a tree. Tree you have to find. Tree you have to find. Mango I could take out of my pocket. But I don't want to do that. I want you to find the tree. Because every season, every year, there will be a season. And on that tree will be the sweetest, most gorgeous fruit you have ever eaten. You don't know what it's like to eat a mango off a tree. I do. See, most of the fruit you eat has been picked raw. Then it's actually ripened without a tree, and it tastes like it. But I figure that, you know, the cart that it's in is being ripened too. It's probably more tasty than the mango. But when you taste that fruit from that tree, when it is ripe, it does not require any effort. It's ready to drop. It's just hanging. And it's rich, and it's delicious. And does it advertise itself? Absolutely. All the other ones are green, and the one that's ready to go is turned beautiful golden yellow with a beautiful tinge of red on top. I am ready. And then what does it take? Not much. You hold it in your hand and give it a little tug, and it just comes off. Oozing. The sweetest sweetest nectar. I mean, when I was growing up, we would eat mangoes. We had mango trees, and we would eat mango till we couldn't move. And we would just sit there like stupid, you know, till it had kind of digested. And then we would go at it again. And I know what that feeling is like. Just that beautiful, incredible flavor. But it comes from a tree. Find the tree, because every year there will be, the season will come. And then fill yourself with that. There is a tree. There is a tree. You have heard many, many, many talk about the mango, haven't you? Many books have been written on the mango. My speciality is the tree. Mango, of course there will be mango. You find the tree, there'll be mango. That's what I specialize in. The tree. And there is a tree. Find it. Fulfill your life. One life. So, am I asking you to be a believer or a knower? There's a lot of people who want you to believe. I don't. I want you to know. Knowledge? No. I want you to know. Because once you know, you have the option. If you want to believe, fine. If you don't want to believe, fine. But if you don't know, you don't have any options. You have to believe. And if you're wrong, you've had it. That's why there is knowing. If believing was sufficient, why do you think there would have been anything called knowing? Because believing is not enough. It's okay. It doesn't carry the punch of knowing, because that is certainty. Knowing. Knowing that there is a tree, knowing that the season comes, knowing that there is a fruit, knowing that it tastes good. This is what you have to do in this life. That's my message. Not an empty message. It's a real message. Those of you who have come for the first time, please give it some thought. Thought is free. And it's a good thing it's free. Give it some thought. What does it mean? What might it mean? And people automatically go, well, how much will it cost me? Nothing. How can it be free? It is. Why is it free? Because you already have the tree. I mean, can you imagine a mirror asks you to place 10 cents so that it can show your own face to you? That's what this is. Not going to create a face, but we're not going to create a tree to put you in touch with what you already have. What you've always had, and what you will always have till you are alive. After that, all bets are off. It's here, it's now, it's a happening thing. This is it, guys. This is the party of the parties. Either you join it, or sit there at the edges wondering what's going on. And believe me, there are a lot of people in this world who just do just that. I'm not talking about joining some monastery. I'm not talking about climbing a somber hill somewhere. I'm talking about enjoying this life, every moment of it, for as long as you can. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what knowledge is. That's the message. That's the message of peace. It's simple, by design. The urge is simple. The thirst is simple. Knowledge is simple. Ultimately, you are simple. It's pretty simple. There's a mango tree and it gives mangoes. You don't have to create the mangoes. See, people want to say, well, I want a mango tree where I can create the mangoes. I want to be creative. Be creative in eating it. Figure out million ways how you can enjoy a mango. Leave the mango making to the tree. It does a beautiful job, has been doing it for a long, 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 long time. That's it. That's it. And it's possible. I talk to hundreds of thousands of people. I talk to hundreds of people, thousands of people, whatever. This is what I do as I go around the world. This is not just a message of hope. This is a message of reality. You're alive. That's as real as it gets. As real as it possibly can be. There's no other reality as real as the reality of being alive. This is where a leaf can drop here and you can feel it. This is where a raindrop and you can feel it. This is where a drizzle drops and you can feel it. This is as feeling as it gets. Now just plug in this incredible feeling machine to the ultimate feeling thing and you've got it made. Enjoy yourself. And I'm not talking about, you know, the outwardly party. I'm talking about there's a party going on inside. You want to join it? I can help you. You don't want to join it? Fine. Not a problem. Not a problem. Thank you very much, and good night.